The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
There are two mistakes one can make: not going all the way and not starting. That's a quote from the Buddha. And I'd love for you to look at, where do you fall? Do you fall with not starting, or do you fall more towards not going all the way? Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series, mini episodes that air between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes to help you slow down, pump the brakes, reconnect to what it is you want the most today and what you can do to make a little bit of progress and make today a little better than yesterday. Love this quote. Comes from the Buddha. There are two mistakes one can make: not going all the way and not starting. A lot of times we don't start because we think we need more information. And let me tell you this, if you feel that way, the best teacher is your own action. You are going to not only learn more quickly, but learn more accurately by starting, learning from what happens instead of trying to get all the facts, trying to assess other people's experiences. Your best teacher is your own experience. And then not going all the way. What does it even mean to you? I'm a big fan of defining the terms. Otherwise, we can get hung up on generalities. And the more specific we are, the more we move towards the solution. What does it mean to go all the way? And if you need to, answer that goal by goal or habit by habit. What are the things that are stopping you now? Do you keep stopping for a chance to indulge? Do you keep stopping when the results aren't going fast enough? Do you keep stopping every time your circumstances change or your schedule is a little bit out of the norm for you? What's making you stop? And in those situations, how could you make it easier to keep going? If not going all the way is a big problem, and I think nobody would argue that's a big problem, what is making you stop? And how can you shift those circumstances so that it is easier to keep going when you find yourself in those situations? I want to remind you of something I said the other day. I was talking about how you can listen to the podcast until you're blue in the face, but if that's all you do is listen and then move on to the next episode and wonder, that is the same thing as standing in the kitchen with all the ingredients for dinner and being like, why am I so hungry? Why isn't dinner made? I want to challenge you to really do this work. Don't just hear me say, hey, think about why you're stopping and think about what needs to change. I want you to sit down, grab a piece of paper, talk about it with a friend. Do the work, because the only way for it to change you is to really go through the steps. So if you're not going all the way, why? What are the situations, circumstances, thought processes, beliefs that are making you stop, pause, cease progress? And what could you have in place to make it easier to keep going in those times? I'll see you tomorrow.